You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
An abortionist organization confirms that they're supporting the killing of children after they're born. We've heard the governor of Virginia, West Virginia, is it? Or Virginia?
Virginia
talking about once the baby's born, make it comfortable, then decide if you're going to kill the child or not. Mm. It's not an exact quote, but that's what he was saying. And it's been happening for quite some time. But now, as a matter of fact, China's been doing it for years. Some of the reports are they would actually take a bucket of water, they would drown the baby right then.
Wow.
Well, that's what's taking place right now. If your baby is born, they're saying, at home, and it's alive, the baby's alive, they flush it down the toilet.
Yeah. First, and they say they'll drown it with a solution.
Right.
You believe that? Drown a baby with a solution? And they're talking about it so openly.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that we've been asking God to end abortion. He is ending it. That's why I see people are so panicky about it. And understand this about New York. New York was had a law for aborting children before Roe versus Wade. They were already out there aborting children. But now they've cranked it up a notch, you know, to be able to do this. But that's what happened right before Moses was on the scenes. They tried to kill every baby to kill Moses. When Jesus was on the scene, they tried to kill every baby, trying to find Jesus as the baby out there.
Talking about your future being under attack.
Yeah, your future's under attack. And so we talked about that in the beginning of the part of the program. And the fact that understand something awesome is about to happen in this generation, and the enemy's trying to snuff it out, but he can't snuff it out. Couldn't snuff out Moses, couldn't snuff out David, couldn't snuff out Jesus, and he couldn't snuff out you. But this right here is live action, and this is a lady who's undercover, right? And she's allegedly talking to her about what happens if, you know, what happens if my child's born alive when I'm here delivering it? What happens if my child's born alive at home? Born. Not in her womb, still not being born yet, which the baby's still alive in there.
Should I call the hospital? No.
Right. As a matter of fact, let's go. This is, brace yourself, but this is the truth of what's going on. Let's go there now.
What if it was like twitching or like something like that? Like
the solution will make it stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not gonna be moving around in the jar.
Okay, the solution would make it like.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of the solution.
Okay, so like if it looked like it was like breathing or something like that.
It'll automatically stop. It won't be able to.
It won't be able. Okay. So I'm not even gonna see it.
No.
So. Okay, so I mean, like, if that happens...
You're asleep, they take it out, and it goes into our lab where they do the stuff with the jar and cleaning and all that.
Okay, so what is the solution? It's just, like, something, like, toxic or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to do that, like, to keep it clean and, you know, because by the time it gets to the lab, it still needs to be freshly, you know...
Yeah.
So they could weigh it, so it could be proper weight... to make sure that everything came out of you. Like, there's no pieces left in you. No.
So, like, you'll make sure, like, I don't have to deal with it if it will die. Like,
You're done. Once you start this today, that's it. You're not going to see it. We're not going to show you your sonogram pictures. We're not going to, you know.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm like, if I feel like I'm having, like, labor pain kind of thing.
Yeah. Call us.
Call you.
Yeah. We have an emergency line.
Like, what if it, like, pops out, like, at home? Like,
if it comes out,
yeah,
then it comes out. Then flush it.
Just like flush it.
Yeah, but you still have to come in.
Okay.
We have to make sure that everything came out. But we never had a situation like that.
Because if it's like, what if it's like on the floor? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what would we do with it?
And you're not going to be taking care of it.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, you guys would come and like.
If anything, you know, we'll tell you to put it in a bag or something or somewhere and bring it to us. And then we have. Procedures all the time.
You do. It's like pretty common. Like even with me kind of stage.
Yeah.
Like at this stage.
Like every day.
Whatever happens at home, you know, like don't call the hospital.
No. Call us.
Okay. Why not call the hospital?
Because we started it first. The hospital won't take you. They won't touch you either because we started it. Hmm. So whoever starts it has to.
If your baby stops breathing, if your child is born, you call 911 and call an ambulance to be able to come, and you give that baby CPR, you nurse it. That's what you do with life.
It to live.
It's happening more and more now. It's literally sacrifices to Moloch. It's one of the gods that God hated the most, the false gods, because they were sacrificing their children. And today it's sacrificing children to the god of convenience and selfishness. And I don't want to share my life. I want to be able to do all these things, but I don't want the consequences of that. But understand this. Why do we end every program asking God, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening? Because I don't believe, based on God's word, because God, the sin of innocent bloodshed into the soil of your nation curses your nation. I mean, you think about Josiah, King Josiah, when it looked like it was going to be over, but he was willing to go in and stop all the bloodshed when God raised him up as a king. And so God kept mercy on the land of Israel. But as soon as he died, the dear King Josiah died, then all of a sudden the enemy came in and took over the nation. And so the blood of Abel, one of the first children of Adam and Eve, still cries out to this day. Blood has a voice. God can hear the DNA of the blood, because the blood is of God. Mm. And so you're looking at, at night when Federal Express allegedly is carrying baby body parts from different abortion clinics, according to Center for Medical Progress, delivering it to universities and campuses. As you sleep at night, in the air, that innocent blood is going over our heads, being driven by trucks. It's allegedly. And so they were saying they issue a particular transportation number to that leg, to that lung,
almost,
to the brain, to the eye, and that tracks it all the way to that place. This is what the one particular former employee was doing. But why do we ask that? We ask God to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, because without the ending of abortion, I don't see a great awakening happening. But I see right now, God's answering our prayer. We begin to see people talk about it. People are raising up. We have a president who is pro-life, a friend of the womb. As a matter of fact, the governor, a governor from Mississippi, Phil Bryant, just signed a bill Thursday banning abortion past the point of which you can hear the baby's heartbeat. As a matter of fact, watch this powerful answer to prayer. You've heard us every time we go. You've heard everywhere we go. Somebody sees us. They tell us this. This is why abortion has to end for the Great Awakening in America. This is him signing the bill. This is an answer to our prayer that we've been praying for years now. Check it out. This is the governor from Mississippi, Phil Bryant, signing the bill. We thank you, Lord. There's new judges coming in from everywhere, Lord God, that this sin, this blotch is going to be removed. God, we pray, speak to the minds of those who don't understand that this is life, that they would know it's life. And God, we ask you right now that you would bless our audience, Father God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Love God, love others, and lead the others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.